Hey, everyone. Hey. It is your girl, Precious Williams, and I'm the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious. And I want to welcome you back to the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster Show. I am the Killer Pitchmaster, and I'm sitting here to help you what? Slay all competition. I'm so delighted to have this safe space with all of us to talk about all things pitching, marketing, branding, and sales. As a 13-time National Elevator Pitch Champion who has successfully appeared on Shark Tank, CNN, Wall Street Journal, and a host of other shows around the world, as a corporate trainer and international professional speaker, and a what? 3-time number one best-selling author on books on pitching, I am delighted to share with you some of the tips, tricks, and techniques that will take you to the next level. Also, this isn't a show where all I do is talk about pitching. Some of the other things that I love to discuss is the changes that happen as you grow your speaking business, as you grow your entrepreneurial endeavor, as you launch something. And so for me, one of the greatest things that I want to do today is I want to talk about the big change, reevaluating where you are and making necessary changes. Have you ever had people say you've changed when you start to grow as a person, as an entrepreneur, as a speaker, or someone who's trying to come out of a box that people have put you in? Have you ever had to make changes and you knew you needed to make them, but you were afraid to do so? That is why this episode is called The Big Change, reevaluating where you are and making necessary changes. Why is that important? Because in your love, your life, your business and relationships, you're going to be constantly in this evolution. And one of the things that I'm hearing more today is, Precious, you've changed. And for the most part, for most people, it's for the better. I can tell you years ago, people used to think I was so robotic because all I talked about was my achievements and my accomplishments. I didn't understand that I was so insecure that I thought that me being who I was not even good enough. Have y'all ever been there? And now when people meet me, they meet the warm me. They meet someone who went to hell and back. As a woman who was homeless, as a woman who found herself in severe alcohol addiction, I had to get all of those emotions I went through as a child out. I had to get all of the things that I went through out. And that in turn led me to being empathetic and finally understanding that whether I'm on stage again, whether I get on a television show, whether I do all this and that, it doesn't change the nature of who I am as a person. And that is why when I came back into Perfect Pitches by Precious and giving and rebirthing it in 2018, walking out of homelessness, it was to show women especially that we are not the sum total of our mistakes and there are ways to restart. And we can spend all day looking at all of our mistakes, or we can do like the people in the Bible that or in any religion, like no one was perfect other than Christ Jesus. Everyone else had flaws. And yet did that stop them from getting to where they needed to go to bless everyone else? No. So if no one else other than Christ Jesus was perfect, why do we expect everyone else to be? I understand that we live in a cancel culture. You have to be this and that. Everything has to be reasoned and thought out. I'm here to tell you that's not reality, right? It's not. It's just not reality. My pitches are perfect. I am not. So in the comments, I'd love for you all to tell me if you're a speaker, an entrepreneur, give me your name, and is it time for you to make a change? Let me know, is it time for you to make a change, right? And we're going to go through this because I really just recently had someone very close to me who was there when I was broken at the Bowery Mission Women's Center. She died. And that has caused me to reevaluate a lot of things, right? I'm reevaluating relationships. I'm reevaluating my business. I'm reevaluating how I'm in this world. And to be honest with y'all, I'm making changes that scare me, but are so necessary. And so as a speaker, as an entrepreneur, as an intrapreneur, as someone in corporate America, let's talk about it. Because if we don't talk about it, it will seem that everybody else is just perfect, and they're not. We're all moving on this continuum. And so that's why I want to share some things with you all today. Most of us truly fear change. Even though we know it's necessary, even though we know it needs to be done, we're worried about what other people will think. We're worried about who are we to think too highly of ourselves or to think too big? Who are we to think that God can really get us out of homelessness and addiction and all that? Who are we? When we see people on social media who get denigrated for being less than perfect, for not having six-pack abs, for not having these sort of things. And I'm here to tell you, that's social media, but that's not the real world. It's not. Some of us have fought battles that most people cannot even fathom. And so give yourself the grace to know that wherever you are, there's still places that you can go that's greater. So let's talk about some of the five or six things. Usually I go through the first three or four, go back to seeing what you all are saying, and then we'll go back into the last five or six. So let's talk about it. Why did I even come up with this topic? Last night I was laying in bed, getting ready to go to sleep, and God spoke to me about, you know, the changes that are necessary, just like a changing of the seasons. There are things that come in different seasons. And so as we all are sitting here watching people on vacation and stuff like that, and we may not be able to be there, or we may be going through a time in our life where things seem uneasy and uncomfortable. That's part of the process of life. So let me just assure you of that. That does happen. And that's why we always say comparison is a thief of joy. Sometimes in the darkest hour, there are certain things that are happening that are so necessary for the process, the pruning, the weeding, the taking out of things that you were so comfortable with. As you go to your next beautiful now, there will be changes that need to be made. Sometimes the people you have around you should not be there as you grow. Sometimes the people around you see you as something that you are no longer. Sometimes the people around you have you in an infant role. And so they're calling and checking and telling you what you should be doing. No, ma'am, I'm 42 years old. No, ma'am, I'm not a child, and I will not be treated as a child. And so you have to teach people how to treat you again, right? So if you've been through dark times and people keep putting you back in those spaces, that's not where you are. And so who you think I am is not who I am. And the new creation that God has made in me has to be respected. And I have to respect myself enough to tell people, listen, I don't like the way you treated me. If you prefer to do this, this, that, and the other, that's fine. Just know that I have a voice now, and I'm telling you that that is not cool with me. Not in the evil or angry way, but just know I have to teach you how to treat me. When I was homeless and broke and an addict and stuff like that, you had to treat me a certain way. But now I'm growing, and I've grown past the position you think I am in. When people said I could never make it again, that I should be happy with a job and that should be the nature of my life, I knew God called me for greater. So changes had to be made. And so, you know, as people are having these big things and stuff, and you look at people and you'd be like, oh, maybe I should do this and that. No, focus on where God wants you to be. Because sometimes as a visionary and a trailblazer, how you move doesn't make sense to people. And that's okay. The more you look at an Elon Musk or Bezos or Bob Johnson, who started, BET or whoever started all of these things, just know that people told them they were crazy, and yet they did it anyway. So what changes do you need to make? Put it in the comments. What changes do you know you need to make? Because we're about to go in. So why did this come to me? So last week I met with Andrew Frazier, who is a very skilled CFO. And so we were going over my financial statements. And y'all, I'm not a numbers person. I don't have a beautiful mind. So, you know, as long as we're making money, I'm Gucci, right? I don't think, you know what I mean? And what he did by going through the balance sheet, the profit and loss, cash flows and stuff like that, he showed me that I was spending too much money in this space and it wasn't giving me enough of a return on investment, right? And then he asked questions about things that I could not answer. So first, let me keep it a buck. For those of us who are afraid of the numbers, at some point you have to face it. You have to face that maybe you made mistakes. You have to face that maybe you need someone to help you. And all the time I've been working on my business, I was afraid of the numbers, not because of anybody else. It was because I didn't think I could understand. And when someone sat me down and went through it step by step, there were things that were illuminated. It was like, oh. And then I felt stupid because I felt I should have known better. And so as he was talking more and more, y'all, I felt like this. Y'all know when you're with a child and you're talking to them and that you feel them zone out because they're just not there? That's how it felt. He said something to me. He said, Precious, you're in a much better position than most of the people I meet with. You actually have financial statements. We can actually see where your money is going. And now you can right the ship. So you would be more profitable if you stop spending money here and really going through each vendor relationship and making sure that it makes sense. So what did that have me doing? The next day, I started going to each of my vendors and make an understanding that I need to have a new process. So I need to meet with my CPA. I need to meet with all of these people. But you see how I had to get proactive? Because before that, I was Gucci being in the hole, not understanding. But I can't do that anymore as we grow and scale. And so I would encourage each and every one of you. That was a big change. I could run from Andrew all I want for years. But there came that moment where God said, you need to have that conversation. And because we had that conversation, as uncomfortable as it was, it is now riding the ship. So it's not enough just to make money and make sales and think you Gucci. What if you're spending too much money in an area? What if you're spending too much money in advertising and marketing and it's not having a return on investment? If you don't right the ship, the people and the vendors and the employees that you, they don't understand. And so I want to encourage you all. What is something you're afraid to face but needs changing right now? You can put it in the comments. It's okay. It's a safe space because I'm just laying it out there for y'all. So let's get it popping. So my number one was, what am I spending money on? And is it giving me a proper return on investment? This is whether you're a speaker, an entrepreneur, whether you're working with a speaking agency, whether you are paying for advertising and marketing, legal services, all that kind of stuff. Pay attention to where your money is going. Because if you're not seeing something return on it, double, triple, over time, I'm not saying immediately has to be there, but if 3 or 6 months and it's not working, you may want to reevaluate and move on, right? But it has to have a return on investment. Just like any friendship, relationship, you have to, if all you're doing is giving and paying everyone else and you're not paying yourself, that's a problem. That was my problem. As long as we have money, I'm cute. No, ma'am. Is your money being spent properly? If you're new to speaking, if you're new to entrepreneurship, where can you bet? Where are the best ways to spend your money? So if it's meant to spending it with a business coach, you should be making forward movement. If it's meant to be spent on advertising and marketing, what are the best ways with the money you have right now? Where's the return on investment coming from? Making sure that you're zero in. What are your goals? Are you meeting your goals on a monthly basis? The reason why I didn't have all of these goals is because I didn't know how. I know how to set huge ones. The thing is, in order to meet those huge ones, we need to have a step-by-step process. And there was a part of me that rebelled against that. I can't do that anymore. So yes, I can get in the magazine, all that. That brings me money, right? That brings me influence and stuff like that. However, if I'm spending money in other places that are not giving me a return on investment, that is coming in and going out. Y'all feel me? Okay. Number two, make sure you're getting guidance even when you're afraid. So some of the relationship you have with business coaches and entrepreneurial friends and speakers, make sure you're getting guidance. And it doesn't mean like paying for every program. It means like if you need to go to school, you need to get guidance even when you're afraid. You need to sit down in masterminds and really get honest with people. If you're not making money, if you feel you're moving too fast, you need to get guidance, because we don't want you to be in a situation that I was in years ago with Kirby Girls. We took off so fast. We didn't have every product in every size. I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. You can move so fast and then like, oh my God, we move faster than even I thought possible. So getting that guidance, and don't allow your fear to keep you in bondage. So if you need to go to school, if you need to go to free resources, if you need to get into different programs, there are a lot of programs that are free or for a nominal fee right now with the Googles and the Facebooks and stuff like that. Take advantage of those programs. Enrich Her. Ladies Who Leverage, the dames, like think about where you need to be. What networks do you need to be in? Who's actually making the moves you want to make? And I don't mean like the big Tony Robbins and Les Brown. You need to go incrementally, right? Because if you grow incrementally and with forward motion, when you really take off, you have a foundation ready. And so that's why it's been great working with Andrew Frazier, because he understands finance in a totally different way, right? It's good to get, like I just did the Enrich Her Business Financing Accelerator. It was wonderful. In the time I was in the Business Finance Accelerator, I got picked for the first speaker picked for TEDx Butler. I was a finalist in a Supernova grant. I've gotten paid speaking engagements. And it's because when you're in accelerators like that, you know, you're moving faster and you're getting the word out about the things that you're doing and people can see you in other spaces. I applied for the Digital Undivided grant, did not get it, right? So I've been a finalist in grants. Some I've gotten and some I haven't. But the needle was moved forward when they asked me to come in and teach the pre-revenue accelerator in pitching. Think about that. I didn't get the grant, but they brought me in as a consultant to be the pitch coach for their pre-accelerator program. Think about that. If I didn't have my talent, I would have just been kicked to the curb. Oh, you're a finalist, but you didn't move on. No. Actually, Precious, we could use you over here. Think about that. You got to be in it to win it. So are you applying for the grants? Are you applying for things, or are you just talking a good game to people? One of the things I truly despise is when people keep telling me the same stories over and over and over again. I'm like, either you going to poop or get off the pot. I need you to make moves. It's not my job to stay on top of you unless you're my client. And so if all we're going to do is keep talking the same noise we've been talking, I don't want to hear it. I just don't. And I want you to pay attention to the conversations you're having. Are you regurgitating the same conversations you've been having with people? If you are, what are you getting out of it? If you want to talk about every sob story in the book, and is that the reason why you're not moving forward, I can't hear you. I can't. Because I'm going to need you to make forward motion. Because things happen when you make forward motion. Are you contacting people? Are you reaching out? Are you getting into different programs? Are you talking to resources? Are you making yourselves known? If not, what are we talking about? So that was a big change. If we keep talking about the same thing, I can't do these conversations anymore. Because what you're doing is wasting my time telling me the same stories I've heard for years. If you are not taking action, why are we talking? I wish I would just keep telling y'all about me being homeless and an addict. And I'm still there. I wish I would keep telling y'all would not listen to me. The only reason you're listening is because I took everything that I did and I kept going. When I was disbarred as an attorney, and everybody told me my life was over. Is my life over? No. You know what it really did? It just begun. Because I had to pull out all the stops. When people kept telling me it wouldn't happen, girl, those doors closed. Where's the window over here? Where's the crack in the wall? I'm going hard now. Because God gave me a second chance. And if you've been given a second chance, I need you to utilize it. Is it going to be fun? No. Is it going to be easy? No. But when you do that forward movement and you start showing people that you're showing up differently, you're going to see a difference. Do you hear me? Do you hear me though? That's what I'm saying. So number three, do you have people, relationships? You ever have people in your life because you're afraid to let them know how you really feel? You're afraid that if you tell them the truth, that they're going to walk away. Here's a news flash. Let them go. I've been in relationships with people. It started off very well when I was struggling. And as I grew, there became this difference. And so it wasn't as nice and as kind as it was before. It actually became like sort of like animosity. And that's a problem. Because I know who my friends are and who they should be. And so if all you want to do is keep coming to me asking for this and that, but I can't count on you to show up when I have surgery, we got problems. And when people call you and expect you to solve their problems and they haven't made moves to solve their own, think about that. Is that what you need? As a speaker and an entrepreneur, you want to be moving forward. You want to address some things head on. When people tell you you cannot do, that's coming from their frame of reference. They don't know what God placed in you. What's your purpose? My purpose was not to be in the places that people assumed I should be because I should be ever grateful. I am appreciative of every experience that I've ever had. I am. I'm appreciative of going through the hard times to appreciate the beauty that I see today. However, when people are not supportive, why are they in your life still? You need to eliminate and weed and prune. Some of us don't want to, but we need to. When people feel comfortable telling you about all the other people they're working with and have not utilized your services or have never asked you about it or assume that they know, think about what they're saying to you. It's not about whether they work with you or not. That's not the thing. But to be very disrespectful and just tell you that you got to do this and this to work with them, I don't have to. Who you think I am based on what I used to do is not who I am today. The reason why I started working with companies and corporations more is because when people disrespect what I do or assume they know all that I do, have never asked me or anything like that, have never set up a consultation, but can tell you all day that they know what I do, that's a problem. You don't. So go with the other people and keep doing what you're doing. Listen, I'm not catching feelings. I'm catching flights. Sorry. And establishing boundaries right now. So when you're going through whatever you're going through in life and you find out that the people you thought would be there for you aren't, or they're calling you on BS about who you used to be and you should look and sound and act like the way they think you should, I want you to take a good look at their life. I want you to take a good look at their relationships. I want you to take a good look at their business. If they're not moving from where you saw them 2-3 years ago, we need to establish new boundaries. Don't call me on expecting me to respond back quick, fast, and in a hurry when I'm a businesswoman. When I got things to do. I am not a child, I am not a student, and I need you to respect that. If you do not, we don't have to talk anymore. I am not the broke addict, homeless woman. So please get that out of your mind. That's not how I roll.
Classy, chic, cultured, custom group travel. That's the Exceptional Travel Destination Travel Club way. From Miami to Dubai and all the places in between, XCD Travel Club has you covered. Whether you're planning a vacation or staycation, here at XCD Travel Club, we believe your next vacation is only limited to how big you are willing to dream. Customized, all exclusive, upscale travel for groups is what we do. Celebrating a milestone birthday, anniversary, or just want to get away with family and friends, but you want someone else to plan the trip? From the black car service that picks you up and takes you to the airport to the group dinner at your all-inclusive resort, well, our XTV Concierge Travel Service has you covered. And did we mention we offer installment payment plans on many of our packages? Well, we do. So we've got you covered there, too. You just tell us where and when, and we will take care of the rest. Visit us today on the web at www.exceptionaltravel.com. That's exceptional with an X. On Facebook at Exceptional Travel Destinations Travel Club, or on Instagram at Exceptional Travel Destinations, or call us at 844-XTD-TRAVEL and get ready to live, explore, and celebrate one XTD vacation at a time. Mention code EELVK10 and receive 10% off your first travel package with XTD Travel Club.
Good day, everyone. It's your girl, Precious Williams, the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious, and also the host of the Killer Pitch Master podcast show. As you know, my third book, Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, is now available. Yes, you can get it on Amazon.com, Target.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and also on my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And if you're wondering, why should you get Pitching for Profit? Now, you know, as a killer pitch master, I'll help you slay all competition. But with this third book, I'm going to show you how to truly profit from every pitch you give and how to make every conversation turn into currency. I'm going to show you how to get affiliates, how to get referrals, how to get your name spoken in places you didn't even know existed. If you are looking to truly be hashtag book busy and paid, I'm going to show you how to monetize your network and having your network constantly be out on the prowl, making sure that you stay top of mind and visible with your target market. Again, my book is Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, available on Amazon.com right now and at my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And it's your girl, Precious Williams. Do, Are y'all feeling me? Are y'all really feeling me? Because the reason why I'm having this real conversation is because when you realize that life is so fleeting, and that who you used to be in your darkness, or if you're coming out of darkness, is not who you will always remain. When God said, when you read in the Bible, it says you are a new creation. Guard your heart, for it's the wellspring of life. It means that everybody can't take this journey with you, right? So let's go over what we talked about before. The big change, reevaluating where you are, making necessary changes. The first thing I want you to pay attention to is, where are you spending your money and your time? And is it giving you a return on investment that is pleasing? So that's friends, that's money, that's vendors, that's employees, right? Number two, get guidance even when you're afraid. The fact that I had to meet with Andrew Frazier, and I should have met with him years ago. I was afraid that when he went through my books, he would think I was a bum or whatever, right? The truth is, if you don't face it, it will continue to come back until you need to face it, or else your business or your speaking career doesn't grow, right? And number three, in your relationships, weed and prune accordingly. That means that if people are not supportive of where you are right now, I'm not saying they gotta buy your services, that's not what I'm saying, but if they're not supportive of the growth that you are doing and they wanna keep pulling you back to where you used to be, eliminate swiftly. When people treat you as a person that has no options because that's where you used to be, and they're comfortable with you, with them seeing you as you have no options, eliminate them swiftly. You don't need to call them. You don't need to stalk them on Facebook or any social media. Dead it and keep going. And number three, in the relationships one, you need to establish new boundaries now. So when people tell other people, oh, you changed, be grateful because you have. Because what you used to allow, you don't allow anymore. If you're in bad relationships with men and women, try to rid yourself. Build up that testicular fortitude and the courage to walk away. Is it a process? Yes. Some of you can eliminate because you don't see them anyway. But also, you have to teach people how to treat you. So when I tell you about the big change, how does this relate to pitching and stuff? It relates because if you have the wrong people around you, you're not going to be provided with the type of opportunities you need to because you're paying attention to the wrong thing. How does this relate to marketing and branding? If you allow the wrong people, vendors and employees to continue on doing nothing for you, you will not see the blessings coming your way. It will go somewhere else until you're ready, which means you're wasting time and opportunity and space on people who don't matter, right? The reason why I don't have a job and I don't answer to people unless they're my clients is because that's the way I choose to run my life. My grandmother is dead. My grandfather is dead. I don't answer to anyone but my clients and my loving support network. Anybody else who keeps trying to creep in and come in, I'm not interested. No new friends. I'm over that. I understand why Drake and them said no new friends, because you don't know how people are coming in and what their ulterior motives are. Who I used to be is not who I am. How are you all feeling about this, what we're talking about, right? It's all about making the big change. One of the biggest changes I had to make was people were wanting merchandise from me. People were wanting me to write books, and I always was like, oh, I don't have it. And now I do, because I had to get comfortable in the fact that change is necessary and change is good, and you have to weed out people as you go on the journey. So number four, this is very important, y'all. Take quiet time to really hear God speak to you. Whatever your religion, faith, spirituality, or practice, you need to have time to hear him, to hear their voice, to let the ancestors talk to you. But you have to be in quiet to hear them. And sometimes we're so oversubscribed. We're at every network and everything. And I'm telling you, in some ways, one of the biggest changes you need to make is dial it back. Do you need to be at every networking event? Are the right people at these networking events? Are you dealing with people at the same level you are at these networking events? Why are you there? If you're in networking groups that are stagnated, get out. Work with someone to create a better plan for your business, your career, and your life. Let God minister to you in those quiet moments. So when I wake up in the morning, I have those quiet moments. You know, I do my devotionals. I even have this beautiful book from Dr. Jennifer Bryant. Okay, so she sent this to me, right? And so it's a 365-day devotional. As y'all can tell, I'm on the page for today. So as I'm doing my devotionals, as God and I are fat mouthing, I read this, and then I get prepared to face my day in those quiet moments, or even at night, right? So I usually fall asleep watching YouTube or something like that. But right before, it's that quiet moment where God will say something to me, just like he talked about this particular episode. You can have such a loud life that you can't hear when you need to make the changes. You'll be around people who are sucking you dry, who only want to be around you when you big time, who weren't there when you struggled and won't be there if that time does come up again. So listen to his voice. No matter what faith, creed, spirituality, religion, listen to their voices, and it usually comes quietly. It's usually something that speaks to the soul. It's usually telling you something to do that you don't want to do. And when he tells you nicely, you might as well do it when he tells you nicely, because what can happen next is an abrupt end. When I lost everything, I was so mad at God. But if I'm keeping it honest with y'all, when he told me to make moves before, I didn't want to do it. I didn't have the courage. So when I lost everything and I was mad, the beauty of having perspective now on that time is that he needed to do what he needed to do so that I could chart a different course. And number six, when people say you've changed, take it as a compliment. They may mean it as a detriment. It's a compliment. I don't know anyone who stayed the same all throughout their life. I don't know that person. As you're growing, some of the crowd around you should change. When you are doing nothing, and as you're growing, you're going to have people who want you to help them, and you have to make a decision. Is the help that you can provide exactly what they need, or is removing yourself better because you're constantly on the hook for other people, right? If you're the reason why people keep coming and asking you for money and all this other kind of stuff, but they can't be counted on, or they come with the same stuff they've been talking about, I need you to reevaluate that relationship. And if you don't need to be around certain people, you just don't. I have changed, and there's some people who don't like the changes because it's excluding them. But the reason is because the weeding and pruning process has to happen. And so when I wasn't good enough for you, when you looked at everybody else and chose them over me, the conversation changes now. And because I've taken the time to take time to really hear his voice, he's letting me know who has to go. And it's not shade in any way. It's just, I got to let this go. And so if that's something that you struggle with, just know changing is part of life. And if you're not changing, I don't know what we're doing. You're dying. And number six, you don't need to be everywhere. You don't need to be at every networking event. You don't need to be where everybody wants you to be. If you need to have quiet time to reevaluate your life, work with someone, an esteemed person who can help you in your business, in your career, and your life, maybe what you need to do is slow down and make sure that the money you're spending to be at certain places really has a return on investment. If it doesn't, it's a nice to have, but it's not necessary. And so I hope that you all really take to heart some of the things that we talked about today, because it is important for your growth overall, okay? And so to go back, I want to make sure that we talk about some things. I also want to share with you all that my Triple Threat book bundle has arrived. So you know how like I usually post about my third book, Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency. This book just came out, Billboard and Times Square, reviewed by Forbes magazine and the like, right? Now you can get all three of my books in one. So here's my first book, Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only. Here's the Workbook Companion to Create Your Own Pitches, and I'm giving you the prompts to do it. And then finally, Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency. The reason why I'm so proud of my triple play, and here's the link, as you can see right there, it's a bit.ly link, bit.ly/triple-threat-PPP, is you can get all my books in one place now. Yes, you can go to my website, but they were never under a triple threat, triple play. Please consider buying this book for yourself and for others. And yes, men have purchased my books. So if you go to the bit.ly link, you're going to see a lot of people who purchased the book, and I have a lot of their pictures. So why is this important? It's social proof, but it also shows you that if I could walk away from homelessness and addiction and pitch my way onto Shark Tank, CNN, Wall Street Journal, become an international professional speaker, become a corporate trainer for LinkedIn, Google, Microsoft, Federal Reserve Bank, all the places that a woman like me with colored hair, with a big personality is told I couldn't do it, I did it. And how did I do it? Through pitching. So if you need help with your media pitch, your elevator pitch, your investor pitch, your speaker pitch, your sales pitch, and your interview pitch, check these books out. You get them as a triple play, go hard in the paint. And when you're ready to work one-on-one with me, check out my website, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. Again, here's a link for my triple threat play, which has my three books, okay? Finally, if y'all love merchandise, my merch, I don't know if y'all can see it. Bad Bitches and Power Pitches. Authentically, beautifully, unapologetically, beautifully, authentically me. Pitch, Please. If y'all like some of this merch, if y'all love the pillow in the background, Pitch, Please. If y'all love purses and stuff like that, you can check it out on my Shopify store. Today's episode was all about the big change, reevaluating where you are and making necessary changes. I provided 6 critical changes that need to be made in your life in order for you to start, build, scale, and grow. Okay. You all have a wonderful day. It is my pleasure. My name is Precious Williams. This is the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master Show. Thank you for coming back this Sunday and every Sunday. Please share this with everyone that you know, and I will put the links in shortly. Take care. Love you all.